Welcome to the Menopause Conversations podcast. My name's Angela Council, and I am your host for this podcast. And this is where you learn all about menopause, what is happening to your body, to your hormones, and life in general. Everything is changing, and sometimes it can seem really, really confusing. But this is where the confusion stops right now. This podcast will share with you everything you need to know about how you can navigate your menopause transition with ease. So sit back and enjoy the show. Bye for now. Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Menopause Conversations podcast. My name is Angela Council and I am your host for this podcast. And today I'm having a little bit of a chat with you around shame around menopause. There are so many women that feel ashamed of what is happening to their bodies, and this is part of the reason why I think women get very, don't know what's going on, because we're not talking about it. Menopause seems to be a little bit of a taboo subject, and I know even when I very first started working in this space a few years ago, you know, and I'd go to business networking meetings and things like that, and I would kind of instead of saying I help women, I support women as they're going through their menopause transition, to start with, I'm going, oh, I work in women's health for older women. And it was a mumble, because I didn't want to say that word menopause. There was some type of shame around it. And, you know, it happened to me as well. Definitely no shame around it anymore. I'm very out. I'm very proud of the fact that I work with women who are moving through their menopause transition. But, you know, a few years ago, it was something that just wasn't spoken about. And whilst I wanted more women to understand what was going on, I struggled myself with actually just kind of saying that word menopause, because no one else was talking about it. We're going back now, I don't know, five, six, maybe 7 years. A lot has changed in the last few years, but there is still a lot of shame around the changes that happen to women as they come through this time of life. Plus just even the word menopause, or, you know, telling people that you might have specific symptoms like hot flushes and things like that. It's important to remember that menopause is a natural biological process, and that all women who have ever been through puberty and have had a period will go through. So we're saying this is a vast majority of women are going to go through menopause. So why are we ashamed of it? And I think part of it comes to down to the fact that we're actually ashamed of our periods. Periods is something that we don't talk about. I think it's being spoken about more now, but in the past, particularly, I know when I was growing up, when I first started work in my early 20s, my 30s, it just wasn't something that was spoken about. And particularly if you had issues with your period, you didn't talk about it. I know for me personally that I had a fibroid, so I had some, you know, extreme heavy bleeding and really, really bad cramping that really just knocked me out for at least two days a month. And it wasn't something I kind of told anybody about, and I just used to kind of show up at work or I'd take sick leave just to be able to manage it, because I was in so, it was just like so much pain, until I obviously worked out what was going on and I did something about it. But women have issues with their monthly cycle, their periods, they don't talk about it. But even for women that don't have problems with their cycle and their hormones, it still wasn't something that we would speak about. It was something that was kind of very hush-hush. Women rarely, you know, when I was growing up and in my early 20s and 30s, women rarely even spoke about it to themselves, let alone to the rest of the world. So I think that's where part of this comes from. There's a big shame around women's bodies and the way women's bodies work. And really, when we think about it, you know, it makes you wonder why, because women's bodies are absolutely marvelous in that, you know, the fact that we bleed every month, and also leads to the fact that we can actually create human life and we can carry human life. We can, you know, start with an egg and grow that and give birth to a child. It's like, there's nothing more amazing than that. Yet the part that actually starts that process off and ends the process, we seem to be very much not talking about. So I think there's a few reasons why there is a bit of shame around this and why women don't talk about it. I think part of it comes down to associating menopause with a loss of fertility, a loss of aging, so loss of, you know, no longer being young. Now you're old. Images that kind of come up when, you know, and this is one thing that really bugs me. Have you ever looked at some of the insurance and superannuation ads when they talk about women over the age of 50 and some of the images they're using? You know, they're using women who are obviously a lot older, who are, you know, in their 80s or so, and they're using them to depict women over the age of 50. So there's this kind of society culture that once we kind of come to menopause, which does start, you know, that menopause transition does start, you know, in the early 40s, that, you know, that now we're old. And then there's that image. And many of you have probably, you know, seen the old hag image and or the crone image. It's always seen as someone who's really old, you know, bent over, big nose, you know, the like, what is it, the what's that fairy tale where the two kids get dragged into, I can't even remember its name right now. That's menopause brain for you, where the old woman takes the two kids and locks them up and doesn't feed them and things like that. But, you know, it's an old hag, it's an old crone, someone with lots of wrinkles and grey hair. That's the image that we get when we think about, you know, aging, when we think about menopause. And so many women, when I speak to them and I say, you know, I talk to them about perimenopause and the fact that it does start, you know, in your early 40s, they think, they say, no, I'm too young, I don't want to talk about this. And they kind of like almost bury their head in the sand and they don't want to talk about it. In fact, that is the time when you know, is best to talk about it. That's the time when it's best to actually find out more about what's happening with menopause and actually start to take some action as soon as possible so that it becomes a smoother transition for you, so you don't have to experience all of those symptoms. So, you know, the earlier we're talking about this, and this is why I'm talking about this today, this is why, you know, I have a podcast called Menopause Conversations, the earlier women learn about what the opportunities they have when they come to this stage of life, that it doesn't have to be the worst time of their life, that the better. I want more women to know that they can be in control and that things don't have to be the, you know, dire consequences, which is what's spoken about. And, you know, going on with that, you know, continuing on that conversation, yes, some women do experience physical change, lots of different symptoms there, but it's not everybody. Not everyone experiences it. Things like hot flashes and problems sleeping and body aches and pains. Yes, it can happen. But once again, I think we have to be very careful of some of the current narrative around menopause, in that it's the worst time of your life, that we've got, you know, your body just gives up on you, you don't know who you are. And, you know, when we get into that narrative, of course women don't want to talk about it. Of course women, you know, get scared about it and maybe are ashamed about it, because, you know, there's this big narrative going on that it's going to be the worst time of your life. And, you know, if you're just kind of just coming into this time of life and that's what you've got to look forward to, it's like, well, why would I want to be there? You know, it's going to be a terrible time. My life is going to fall apart. I'm going to experience all these symptoms. But it doesn't have to be that way. The more we talk about it, the more women can stand up and say, hey, menopause, yes, was a change for me. So there were some bits of that were a little bit uncomfortable, but I found ways to manage it. Now, I'm not discounting the fact that some women do have it tough, but the vast majority of women don't. The vast majority of women, you know, will experience some symptoms, but they're not, you know, they're not life disrupting. They're not life changing. So if we start to talk about it, if we get rid of the shame, then, you know, women can learn more and be more informed as they come into this time of life and start to make the changes. And you do need to make changes. Your body isn't the same as what it was before. Once hormones shift, hormones are messengers, and they tell the body, you know, send different signals to tell it to do different things. As your hormones shift, your body will respond in different ways. So your body will change. There's nothing you can do about that. But it doesn't have to change for the worse. There is so much that you can do to actually get yourself back in control. And this is a lot of the work that I do when I'm working with clients. I get them to start listening to what their body has to say. And, you know, the food that you eat plays a really big role in this. The way you move your body, being exposed to lots of different toxins that disrupt your hormones. And stress. Stress is the biggest driver of all when it comes to the type of symptoms that you might experience. And then we've got to look at that mindset, the mindset around what menopause, what aging means. And my aim with this particular podcast episode is to change some of that mindset, to actually get you to think that possibly that there could be something different, that this actually could be the beginning of the rest of your life, and you now get the opportunity to do what, you know, do more of what you wanted rather than, you know, serving family, you know, parents and partners and children and all of that. And I'm not saying give them all up, but now that you've actually got, you know, as your children are getting older, you've got a bit more space to do things for yourself and create what it is that you want. So it is important that we do have open conversations rather than one-sided conversations, because I think this lack of conversation, this lack of talking about things is what also leads to some of the shame. Now, many women, when they go to their doctors to talk about menopause or just to ask, you know, what's going on with me, I'm feeling like my body's changing, you know, and they may have heard of the word perimenopause, or they go, am I a menopause? And the doctor goes, no, you're too young. Or they say, look, this is just part of being a woman. You've just got to get on with it. So women then get this feeling that there's something wrong with them, that they shouldn't ask for help because this is just part of being a woman. Just you know, suck it up and get on with it. And unfortunately, this comes from a medical profession that really, in general, does not understand menopause. Your local GP probably knows very little about menopause, and they don't have the answers for you. There's a lot of fear around HRT or menopause hormone therapy. But even beyond that, I mean, that's the only solution that doctors have. And if they've got this fear about prescribing it, they're just going to say to you, there's nothing you can do about it. When in fact, there is. There's a lot you can do about it. But doctors are not trained in lifestyle medicine. They're not trained in nutritional medicine. They're not trained in how to manage stress, because that's not what their training covers. Their training covers how to, you know, prescribe a particular drug to fix a problem. And for menopause is a stage of life. It's a transition. It's not a medical condition. So doctors quite often don't know what to do. So they will dismiss women. And then women kind of think, well, hang on, maybe there's something wrong with me. I shouldn't be talking about this because the doctor just said that's just part of being life, part of life, and I've got to suck it up. And so they're not going to go and talk about it because they feel like there's something wrong with them if they need help. The media also plays a massive role in the way women feel about you know, this time of life as well, because we have this, as I was talking about before, that narrative that everything is going to be negative. It's going to be the worst time of your life. All these myths of what happens to women when they are coming through menopause. And we don't kind of see the other side. You know, it's starting to happen now. We are seeing a little bit more of it. We're seeing women stand up and say, hey, menopause was the best thing that happened to me. You know, I stepped into my wisdom. Things just happened for me. But that's pretty recent. That hasn't been happening a lot. And when we look at the media, you know, women have always been portrayed in, you know, the middle-aged woman has been portrayed as crazy, hysterical, and that there's something wrong with them. And, you know, we look at some of the movies and all of that, it's like that crazy old woman. And, you know, in fact, you know, they were probably women who are in their late 40s, early 50s, and who are going through menopause and were experiencing symptoms. So they're not crazy. They're not hysterical. This is, you know, this is what happens to women. And when you come into this time of life with a mindset that that's what you're going to be depicted as, you know, it always becomes a self fulfilling prophecy. If you think that menopause is going to be the worst time of your life, pretty sure it's going to be, because it does. It is about your mindset. It plays a big role because it causes stress, because women are stressed about it, and stress actually makes it worse because stress can trigger this shift in hormones and can actually be the, well, not can be, is the underlying cause of the majority of symptoms that women are experiencing. So, you know, women that are experiencing lots of different symptoms, we've got to look at what stress is going on with their life, not just emotional. We've got to look at the physical stress, the spiritual stress, all the everything else, you know, the food that they're eating, the way they're moving their body, the toxins, all of that puts stress on the body. And when the body's stressed, that's when we start to get these different symptoms. And then women can't talk about it. They don't want to talk about it. So there is a lot of shame. And this shame can lead to serious consequences for women's mental health and their well-being. We do know that for many women, depression, anxiety can be higher at this time of life. And whilst, yes, there is a shift in the way the brain works, and because we're, you know, the brain is changing because of the change in hormones, part of it, I think, you know, there's the physical changes that are happening with the brain, but I think also the fact that women don't feel supported, that women are ashamed, that they're not talking about this, that there isn't an open conversation, this is more likely to lead women into this this place of depression or anxiety and other mental health issues. And I think, you know, and I will be doing a podcast on this as well, I think we do need to be talking a little bit more about the changes that happen to women's brains, because there is a big fear around Alzheimer's disease and dementia. But, you know, things happen to our brain as we're coming through this time of life. And if we can understand why it's happening and what's happening, then we can embrace that. And, yeah, like before, I forgot the name of a fairy tale. You know, I forget things, you know, because there's lots of things going on. And, you know, and this is the same for many, many women, is that they have a lot of things going on and they're overloading themselves, and then they get concerned or they get worried when they can't remember things. You know, part of it is just going, okay, I can't remember right now and it'll come to me. And, look, it does. Generally it comes to me. Not really thinking about that fairy tale now, so it hasn't really come back to me yet. I think there's a gingerbread house in there somewhere. But, yeah, so understanding that there is a change, and this is not necessary. Yes, part of it is related to menopause, but there's also other things going on in that the brain is aging, but we've also got to be, once again, looking at our nutrition, our movement. We know, and there's a lot of research around that, you know, the exercise is the best treatment for depression. So, you know, are you moving? Is your body being moved at the right time, the right way your body needs to move? So there's so many different things we can do to actually, you know, help the brain do what it's meant to do, and to actually support the brain as it's transitioning and coping with a lower level of hormones. It will get through it. It will get through it, and you will come out the other end. But there are, you know, mental health is a big issue. And I think more of it, it's more to do with the lack of support and the lack of understanding and women's shame around what is happening to them, or they're not understanding what is happening to them. But it's really important to remember that menopause is a normal and a natural part of life. Every woman will go through it. Women have always gone through menopause. And I know that there's, I've heard people say, oh, well, we never used to live this long in the past, so women didn't go through menopause. That's not exactly true. Women did live to old age in past generations. They always have. Whilst the average age may have been lower, that was more due to early childhood mortality, which actually brought the average age of women down, and also women who were dying in childbirth as well. So that brought the average age down. It didn't mean that women weren't living past the age of 50. Women were certainly living past the age of 50, and they were living well. There's some really big studies known as the grandmother studies, the grandmother effect, that the reason why women go through this transition and our reproduction stops is because women become the wise women. They're the ones who now look after the rest of the tribe, the village, and support the mothers who are raising the children. So women have always been around a lot at later ages. So, you know, I don't buy into this bit saying, well, it's not natural because women didn't go through menopause before. Women have always gone through menopause. This isn't a new thing. Women have gone through menopause since time, forever. And we shouldn't be ashamed of it. This is part of what our body does. Our body is amazing in what it can do. You know, we can give birth. We can bring a child into the world. There are so many things that we can do, and, you know, not just on the reproduction. We are the strength. Women are the strength of society. Without women, you know, to kind of keep that peace, keep that calm, then society kind of gets out of control. And, you know, we've seen over the, you know, over the years, over the generations, what happens when, and this isn't a male bashing thing, but when men kind of are in control all of the time. Wars start. Women don't start wars. Men start wars. We need women, and older women, we need lots of them. But it's really important that we all speak openly and honestly about menopause, and challenge that stigma and the shame that is around menopause. I am quite out and quite proud to tell people that I am, I'm in the post-menopause stage of life, quite proud of that. It's great. I no longer have a period. That's fantastic. But also knowing that this is now years, and I can share that with others. And I'd love that for you as well. If you are going through this time of life, if you're not sure, if you're looking for support, pop over to the Menopause Conversations Facebook group. That's, and we talk about this. Go over there and join the group. I'm going to be running quite a few different events over in that group this year. So I run my workshops, so my free workshops run 3 to 4 times a year. So they're going to be running there. I'm also going to be doing a few different webinars as well, just to open this conversation, to have a bigger conversation, and to put more of a positive spin on it rather than that negativity that seems to be so, so common, with particularly throughout social media. I think it's time for us to all stand up and show the women who are coming behind us that it is possible to create something great in menopause, that, you know, this isn't the end, it is the beginning. So I want to thank you for listening to me today, and hopefully what I've shared with you has helped to allay some of the shame, the misunderstanding around menopause. Hopefully it means that you'll be able to stand up and, you know, be proud of where you are in your life cycle, because it is an absolutely fantastic time of life, you know, because it's just so, I do so much more now. I mean, I go hiking, and, you know, I just do different things that I never did when I had kids, and, you know, and I'm actually do a lot of things away from my husband. Now, some people want to do things with their partner, that's great, but we do a lot of things separately because we're totally different. We have different likes and different interests. So, you know, I do my thing, he does his thing, and then we spend a lot of time at home together because he's retired, I work from home, so we are together a lot. But then when I go out with generally with other women, and do different things like that. But, you know, what is life like for you? What do you want for the next half of your life? You have the possibility of creating that. So let's look at menopause as something to celebrate, something to embrace, and something that we can stand out proudly and say, yes, I am a menopausal woman. So that's it from me this week. I'll be back next week with another episode of Menopause Conversations podcast. Please feel free to share this podcast with your friends, your girlfriends, your sisters, your aunties, whoever, anyone who you think also needs to kind of get rid of the shame around menopause. And as I said, pop over into the Menopause Conversations Facebook group, where we can continue this conversation over there. Bye for now.